Hey, welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. You know, each week we take a look at the top stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. If anybody knows what the cool happenings are in this metro, it's City View. Jeff Pitts, coming up next. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the Iowa Business Journals. Real information sent to you each month covering a wide variety of small to mid-sized business topics. Learn more at iowabusinessjournals.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. Aureon.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number two, leaddesmoines.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is time for some fun. We're going to find out what's going on in the metro because Jeff Pitts from City View is with us. We're going to talk about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Welcome back, Jeffrey. Ta-da.
Hey.
Lifestyle correspondent.
Correspondent.
Yeah, you like that?
I do like
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Works.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my forearm.
That would be better than your forehead.
Yes.
Yes. Lifestyle correspondent Jeffrey Pitts. Who your day job, you're a writer for City View.
That's right.
And what have you been working on?
Well, coming up, you know, it's Des Moines a hockey town?
Is Des Moines a hockey town?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you should bring that up because guess who we had on the Business News Hour? Todd Fredrickson, the president of the Iowa Wild.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Bobby Orr. Gretzky.
No. But Wednesday.
Yeah.
Coming up on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Minnesota Wild
taking on
the St. Louis Blues.
It's on the list.
Is it on the list?
It's on the list.
All right. Good stuff.
I think there's seats still available, but it's almost
there
sold out.
I talked to Todd just this morning, and he told me there's...
I must have just missed you. I talked to him the day before.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me there's 400 seats left. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Sold out crowd.
NHL hockey, it's got to be the first.
I believe it is. It's the first time that two NHL teams have... Well, where would they have played? Maybe Bucks, but I don't think that ever happened. So, yeah, this is a big deal. And, you know, how this got set up is that the Iowa Wild went down and played in St. Louis last year. It was an exhibition game.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the deal then that the Blues would come to Des Moines to face off against the Minnesota Wild.
Should be a good one.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Packed house.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock.
You going to be there?
It's Yom Kippur. Get out of here, you know? So I'm in Mason City all day because it's Yom Kippur.
Right.
And then I got to beat feet out of there at sundown and make it back to Des Moines. I might get into the last part of the third period. We'll see.
We'll see. That'll be good.
Yep.
All right, we got a interesting week coming up. No Parker Reed with us today.
Yeah, what happened to Parker?
He's in California.
Yeah, Parker Reed kind of is a California guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that fits with him. Do you know where?
He told me. I forget.
Oh, okay.
L.A., I think.
He's an L.A. kind
of guy. Why wouldn't he be in L.A.?
Yeah, exactly. He's probably hanging out with Christina Aguilera or something.
Probably.
Yeah,
I think so.
What do you
we
got
miss
for
you,
us?
Parker, if you're listening.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Okay, tonight, Nightfall on the River. You probably know him from singles like Nothing Left to Lose and Ships in the Night. It's Matt Kearney at Brenton Skating Plaza.
Friday night, Brenton Skating Plaza, Nightfall on the River.
Matt with one T.
That is right. Matt with one T.
Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
He's good. I don't know. Maybe they ran out of ink. Or, who knows?
Yeah.
Let's see. Also, Friday night, Chad Prather, Star Spangled Banter comedy tour.
Oh.
Banter with a T.
Got it. Banter.
At White Sherman Place. Banter. Comedian, armchair philosopher, musician, and observational humorist.
I like the armchair. What? What is he? An armchair what?
Armchair philosopher.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's called a modern-day Will Rogers, I guess.
Oh.
Which begs the question, who's Will Rogers?
Oh, come on. You don't know? Yeah, you do.
I know who he is, but I don't think I've ever seen him perform or anything.
Well, he's dead.
Well, that wouldn't make for a very good show now, would it?
Well, Will Rogers was a famous American satirist, yeah. humorist, philosopher, if you will. 30s, 40s, I think. So, yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, Chad Prather.
Chad Boyd Sherman, Prather.
8 p.m. Friday night. Starting Friday night and running through the weekend, World Food and Music Festival.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Culinary cultures from around the world converge for the World Music Food Festival. Annual event, international cuisine, live music, cultural dance, cooking demonstrations, wine, and more.
Where?
Vibrant atmosphere, Western Gateway Park.
Oh, see, I think this used to be on the bridges.
Yep.
But there's so much destruction down there.
Right.
They moved it.
I think one bridge is missing.
Yeah, I think one bridge. Well, I think maybe two might be. I don't know. It's a madhouse. You try to get around down there. It's crazy.
Yeah. So this is on the other end of downtown.
Got it. Yep. Western Gateway Park.
Yep. Food, music, fun. This weekend, starting Friday, I know this is always your favorite thing, Just Between Friends consignment.
Junk.
You say potato?
Yeah, I say, yeah, something. Junk.
Right. So gently used children's clothing, maternity items, baby items, and more is available at the fairgrounds this weekend, starting Friday.
Nice.
Yep.
All weekend long?
All weekend long.
All right, so get your stuff on.
Yep. Also this weekend, oh, this is a good one. Have you ever been to the South Des Moines Sculpture Park?
No.
Yeah.
The South Des Moines Sculpture Park.
Wrote a story about it in City View this month. Pick it up. Man, there was across the street from his home, there was a vacant lot.
I did see this.
Did you?
Yes. It's quite inventive.
It is. He made a lot of the art pieces himself. There's these giant pieces of art, just like the downtown sculpture park.
I'm sure.
He calls it, these are his words, poor man's Papa John's Sculpture Park. Right. Anyway, he's hosting his 10th annual South Des Moines Sculpture Park Art Festival. Local artists comes. It's free for them. It's free for everybody to come. Free food. Everything's free.
Wow.
All day Saturday, 9 to 5.
There you go. South Side.
Yep. Southwest 8th and McKinley.
Got it.
Yep. On the corner. And you cannot miss it.
Because it's there.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's really neat. I was impressed.
Isn't it amazing all the stuff that goes on?
Yeah. What people do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is. But okay.
So you did this story on him.
Yeah.
Did you say, all right, so what got you to do this?
Yeah.
And he said?
He's always been into art. It was kind of like a lot of factors came together.
So
Number one, there was a vacant lot across from his house that was, becoming a neighborhood dumping ground. People were driving by and vagrants were hanging out. And so he bought the land to clean it up and then just started acquiring art and placing it there. Next thing he knows, there's like 20 giant things there pretty much. And then people started donating stuff too. And yeah, it just kind of worked out.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Also Saturday night at the Pilla Opera House.
Oh, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Is that right?
That's right.
Words to live by. Okay. Charismatic statesman, author, orator, soldier, and wit. If you are going through hell, keep going. Never, never, never give up. Sir Winston Churchill.
Oh, really?
It's April 1955, Churchill, age 80, the man who won the war, agonizes in his wartime London bunker whether to resign as prime minister. The Cold War with Russia gathers pace. Churchill is old, tired, and losing his grip and making his choice. He rolls back the years and reviews his uniquely eventful career filled with history-changing events.
Wow.
So this is a one-man opera.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Yeah.
But what an interesting piece.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The life of Winston Churchill and his fascinating career.
Never,
Pella Opera
never,
Theater.
Never give up.
That's it.
Pella Opera Theater, Saturday night. All right. Also Saturday, daytime Saturday, this is City View's event, 2018 Kids Expo and Educational Fair at the State Historical Museum of Iowa, down in the East Village. Des Moines Parent Magazine and Iowa Living Magazines are spearheading a new and exciting event to celebrate kids. The Kids Expo and Educational Fair will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Historical Museum. There'll be activities, crafts, vendors, presentations, all kinds of fun stuff. It all geared towards learning history and how to raise happy, safe, and healthy kids. Everyone's welcome.
See, now you can go.
Yeah, I've got a kid.
You got a kid.
I qualify.
You qualify,
that's
so
right.
You get in.
I might go. That sounds kind of interesting. It's really geared for older kids.
But still, you can plan.
Right, exactly. Good point. All right, another family event on Sunday this weekend. Fam Jam is a free family event with children's pop band, the Okie Dokie Brothers. On stage at Cal's Commons. Art making and activity stations, bounce houses, food trucks, and more will be at the event from 1 to 5. What do you think? You could be there?
No, but I, you know, if my granddaughter hears about this, I bet you Jovi will be there.
Yeah, she's a big fan of the Okie Dokie Brothers.
No, she's a big fan of bounce houses. So. Anything where she can expend more energy.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
She might have a ball game that time. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah. All right. Next week, Andrew WK has been known for a number of things. Motivational speaker, radio TV host. But get ready, Des Moines. It's time to see his hard-rocking musical act at Woolies.
What's this guy's name again?
Andrew W.K.
Okay.
That's what it says.
This
was
TV
Parker's
personality?
Yeah, he's been a radio TV host, a motivational speaker, and now he's a musician.
Okay. Thank you, Parker.
Mm-hmm.
You could have fleshed that out a little bit.
That's Tuesday.
Go get motivated and see this guy.
Mm-hmm. Woolies always has good shows. Also Tuesday, La Dame Blanche.
La Dame Blanche. That's one of them French words.
Mm-hmm. She plays her explosive mix of hip-hop, cumbia, dancehall, and reggae.
I'm into reggae.
At the Social Club. She's a Cuban singer.
Cuban
flautist, percussionist, and she delivers a powerful and compelling sound which summons the spirits.
Oh.
8 p.m. Come and go theater.
You know, again, my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Just picked her instrument of choice for band or whatever she's doing at school.
What's it going to be?
A flute.
Yeah?
So a flautist you have coming there, we should take her. Because I asked her, I said, okay, well, why a flute,
yeah,
Jovi? Why would you do a flute?
Of all the instruments.
Yeah, of all the instruments, why wouldn't you do an instrument that, well...
It's easy to carry.
Well, it is, exactly. That's what she said. It's easy to carry, yeah. Why not do an instrument like that you can play music on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how many flute solos. Maybe they're out there.
I'm sure they're out there.
But, you know.
You know, all the flute players are going to be up in arms now.
I know. No, I'm sorry. But it is tiny.
It's easy to carry.
It is easy to carry. The tuba would not have been so good. But
bad choice for her.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, a flautist.
I have nothing against the flute.
I got nothing. I'm just saying. So then, of course, our daughter says, oh, you don't know of the Titanic theme song?
Oh, yeah. Is that the flute?
Flute.
And okay. Snake Charming. There's the Snake Charming.
There's the Snake Charming aspect. Ooh, she could make money at
Forgot
that.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, flautist.
Mm-hmm.
At Des Moines Social Club.
Yeah.
Should take her.
You should. Wednesday night, we already talked about it, NHL preseason game at Wells Fargo Arena. Minnesota Wild take on the St. Louis Blues. Then this is the big clubs, the NHL. This is the first NHL game at Wells Fargo Arena. Tailgating starts at 4 p.m. with food trucks, live music, street hockey, and inflatables.
Back to inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. I hope to make it middle of the third period.
Just for the conclusion.
Yeah. Hope to make it back from Mason City. So we'll see.
14,000 are expected.
Oh, yeah.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's
it's
big
sold count. Out. It'll, yeah. I, again, Todd said maybe 400 tickets left. So.
Yeah. So
huge.
So don't wait. If you're looking for tickets, now's the time. All right, starting this upcoming Thursday at the Ames Community Theater. The theater is running its 63rd, is opening its 63rd season with Rumors by Neil Simon. Play. You ever seen it?
No. Neil Simon just died.
Really?
I think so.
Today?
No. Last week.
I missed it.
Yeah.
You want to hear the promo bit?
Yes.
All right.
Here we go, folks.
Chaos ensues when the major gets shot and the dinner guests suffer a severe case of farce. Rumors flies the guests play a stage version of the age-old game of the telephone game. Laugh along as the confusion grows.
All right, Neil Simon's play Rumors.
Ames Community Theater.
Nice.
I love local theater.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Just a short road trip. Yeah, so that's it. That's a wrap.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's a wrap?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Jeffrey Pitts. He is a correspondent. Are you a correspondent or what do you want to be? Lifestyle contributor?
Contributor.
Contributor?
Correspondent. I like them both.
Yeah.
Captain.
His Excellency. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, writer for CityView. Thanks so much for doing this.
You bet.
All right, we got to clear on out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour all week long, Chap Ramsey is our engineer, our advertising and marketing guy. You better get busy because we need money. His name is Aaron Libby. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You want some cool music for your own use? I mean, maybe you've got a video you're doing or a blog you're doing or a radio show you're doing and you want some original music, we can hook you up with James Goodlett. For all those folks and, of course, for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.